Holly tries frying in Lily Miller. What?
Says it's off of...
So they're going to give it to the Bulldogs right now. And Mike Eggerbrecht going to call a timeout. But I think we got a full timeout here. What does he call? 30-second timeout at 77-36. Loggers leading right now. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Pottowell, we are in Phillips, Wisconsin. 5:40 to go here in this second round regional girls basketball action. The Loggers blowing them away. Tomorrow would be the regional finals. Yeah, you call it the semifinals. Loggers blowing away in this game right now, 77-36. They're beating the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs. It's the Bulldogs with the ball. Hannah Soley has the ball. She's their main scorer. She's going to pump fake. Ends up turning it over. Quinnell getting rough here. Kimmers back to Quinnell. Quinnell's going to get it cross half court. Picks it up. And Leah Harper into the ball game now. So first time seeing Leah Harper into the ball game. Parents proud to have her out there watching her. And, hey, look at that. She's going to go to the line. Leah Harper looking for her first varsity points. I'm watching her dad right now in front of us here. Shot goes up. And good. She got her first varsity point. Big cheer from the family. That's good news. Good job, Leah Harper.
We do got the running clock.
There's a running clock now. Okay. Second one up. That one's good, too. Leah Harper. It looks like she's done it before. She runs back like no problem. All right, there we go. 4.5 minutes. And Bulldogs with the ball. Loggers in a 2-3 zone, I believe they're going to call it. Maybe a 1-3-1. We'll find out here. Anna Belon into the ballgame, too. Her first varsity action. And by the basket, the Bulldogs are fouled, I believe, on the shot. Let me say on the ground. It is going to be on the ground. It's going to be Bulldogs' ball out of bounds under their own basket. Rayleigh Williams into the ball game as well. .355 to go here. We got a running clock. I can't breathe out of my nose at all anymore, Nate, so I'm really trying to finish this game out here. Yeah, it's going to be. Loggers basketball. .340 to go. 79-36. And Leah Harper going to bring it up. Four. The Loggers, Harper, over to Timmers, over to Belon, Anna Belon, ooh, almost gets the assist, a nice pass to Kendra Timmers down by the basket. And we'll watch it. I'm watching Jared and Nate up in the crowd over there in the corner because they're really, I know they're really grading Nate or Anna's basketball down here, what she's doing, so it's kind of fun to watch. All right, trying to get it to Rayleigh Williams down by the basket. Unable to get it to her. Bulldogs going the other direction. Nice little hezzy. Runs into Anna.
Wow.
Nice defense by Anna Belon. Yeah. And there we go. And shot goes up from the Bulldogs. And Loggers fighting here. And three-point shot goes up. They're going to call a foul on Allie, or on Leah Harper.
Harper, yeah. And shoot three.
Hold on, guy. I got a good sneeze coming, I think, Nate. I don't know what's happening here. 2:32 to go. I blow this microphone up here. 2:25 to go. Second free throw up. That one's good. She's going to get three because she was fouled on the three-point shot. All right, here it is. Shot goes up. That one good as well. 2:12 to go here at 79-49. Quinnell gets it across half court for the Loggers. 2:05 to go here. Quinnell to Harper. Harper going to drive in. She finds Rayleigh Williams over to Quinnell. To Anna Bilon, oh, going to the basket. I thought she was going to get a shot up. She's ripping it away and going to get a jump ball. A big moment here for both teams when they got some of their bench mob. They're deep in the bench here right now. Girls are trying to score the basketball. They get it into Bilon. Bilon passes it off. We've got it. Lily Miller up at the top. Miller to Quinnell. Quinnell, a give and go to Lily Miller by the basket. But Leah Harper, she could have put it back up, and she did. Anna Bilon for two. It is good. Anna Bilon gets 2 points. Nice shot from Anna Bilon. I see the family in the corner. Happy for her two first varsity points. There she goes. And three-point shot was missed by the Bulldogs and rebounded by the Bulldogs. Then we got a foul on the Loggers. And both teams in the bonus right now. So 58 seconds to go and clock ticking. And did get a timeout. They're going to stop the clock. 52 seconds to go here. And what are we going to get here?
Full timeout.
We're going to get a full timeout here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
All right, we're back. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's 81-41. Phillips Loggers leading the Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs. It's Leah Harper at the line. Her third free throw is good. Leah Harper, 3 for 3 here tonight. Her first points as a freshman. 19 seconds to go. It's costly, so you want to get that shot up quick. And it's up, and that one's no good. And going the other direction is the Bulldogs. 10 seconds to go from the wing. Bulldogs looking to get a shot up. And a shot goes up. That one is, and it's good by Wittenberger to end the game. So 82-43 is going to be the final score here. And we're going to keep it right here and go over this Forward Bank postgame show as both teams shaking hands here. Right now, 82-43, the Loggers got a nice tune-up, a nice warm-up. They're going to have Cameron coming to town here tomorrow night. We're going to bring you that game live on 98.3 tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Bring you that game. It's going to be a good one. It's the two-seed Loggers taking on the three-seed Cameron Comets. So if you guys are around, come into town. Let's come and watch this one and cheer on our Lady Loggers, try to get a win here.
Everybody
tomorrow night.
Everybody scored for the Loggers tonight except for Rayleigh Williams.
Okay, so we were talking down to the JV squad. So leading the way for the Loggers was Matea Eckert, scoring her 1,000th point here tonight. She had 25. And Saranac, hold on here. Saranac had 14. Casey had 13. Lily Miller had 4. Allie Williams had 5. Kendra had 2. A lot of girls had 2.
Yeah.
Allie Lehman had 3. Anna Bilon had 2. Brooke Eckert had 3. And Lee Harper had 3. So there we go, guys. That's the scoring here. Join us tomorrow night. We're going to be back here tomorrow night. We had a good time. My nose is plugged. I'll take a little more medicine before tomorrow night game. I'll be a little bit better for you guys. But we appreciate everyone listening. We hope you guys Have a fabulous night at home. Tune in tomorrow, 7 o'clock. We will be here. Thanks, you guys. Have a good night.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait.
Don't even come close
to the way that what my world spins around.
Trucking through another set of great country music, and Kane Brown about to kick off his In the Air tour March 28th. Here he is with I Can Feel It.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Downtown looks like New Year's Eve. Find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
Chesney about to release his first new album in 4 years. Born comes out in March, and there he is with Take Her Home. I'm Brian Curry, hanging out here with you on this Friday night. Hope you're having a great start to the weekend. Coming up, it's Morgan Wallen.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, a Civic Media radio station.
And this is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
He throws it down with a sledgehammer. And another Denver timeout.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves at their Target Center in Minneapolis.
He's got it now on the left wing. Around a Giannis screen. Heaves up a three. Hits it with another one coming on the house.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
And welcome to the post-All-Star schedule for your Milwaukee Bucks, who tonight begin their post-All-Star break in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for tonight's showdown. And, Dave, you come out of the All-Star break very similar to how you went into it, with a very, very difficult stretch of scheduling.
Man, oh man, and it doesn't get much more challenging than that challenge in front of them here tonight. I mean, 2.5 weeks ago, the Bucks come out of that Nuggets game feeling like perhaps they had reestablished themselves the last time they played a team this caliber. Of course, that was quickly marred by a pair of losses. You lose to the shorthanded Miami Heat and Memphis Grizzlies. But tonight, you almost get that sense you got a chance to prove your mettle once again against one of the top teams in the league and on the road, no less. So a chance to remind not just the outside world, but sometimes inside that locker room, that they are still very much title contenders as you go into this matchup tonight against a Minnesota team that, in contrast to the Bucks, really rounded things out in the All-Star break, going into the All-Star break, playing some of their best basketball, including that convincing win against the Bucks 2 weeks ago, albeit a very different-looking Bucks team that was playing without a whole bunch of guys, including Dame, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. So that was a... You knew that was going to be a challenge, and of course tonight will be a challenge too. I don't think it's quite as tall a mountain to climb that the Bucks will be facing, though, even though they're on the road tonight.
Yeah, a difficult one tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who lead their conference. As we mentioned a number of times, Bucks have the third most difficult schedule of any team in the league after the All-Star game. It is the toughest of any team in the Eastern Conference. But that, believe it or not, is where your optimism actually comes from in terms of these final 26 games, and that is the Bucks have the third best record against the top 10 teams in the league. It spans over three coaches. Not only the best record, their metrics. Fifth best defense, seventh best offense in those games. This team has shown they can beat anyone, and when they've been playing that level of competition, that's when they've been largely at their best.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if you've got a team that has championship aspirations, you better be able to beat everybody, because you're going to have to beat everybody in that sense as you go into this thing. It's a Bucks team, though, that ultimately, you know, look, they know that they can beat anybody on any given night. It's just a matter of, can they get that consistency? That's what Doc Rivers is really going to be searching for from this team. And consistency is never an easy thing to find, in particular when you're coming out of the All-Star break. And much like we saw the impact of the looming All-Star break seem to impact the last game we saw in Memphis tonight, you know, the question of which team can handle the return to play after 7 days away and, you know, that rust that can come with being out for that period of time, that's the other thing you watch for tonight. So just a number of these very numerous storylines going into this. And by the way, we'll get to see Danilo Gallinari, we think, perhaps for the first time as a Buck here tonight, one of the many new faces on a locker room that has been filled with new faces, whether it's from coaching staff or players in the last year.
Yeah, I was going to bring up, we will see the newest member of the Bucks in Danilo. You had a chance to sit down with him. We'll hear that conversation in a little bit. The last thing is that consistency that you mentioned. One of the challenges, and we'll hear a little bit on this from Doc Rivers in a bit as well, is you're still playing without Chris Middleton. Now, the good news is Doc Rivers indicated, look, this isn't anything serious, and even went as far as saying if this was a playoff game, we think maybe he would play tonight. But these games, and especially these 10 games without Doc Rivers, I know everybody has been concerned about the offense. Three of those games have been without Brooke Lopez, two without Damian Lillard, and for all intents and purposes, seven without Chris Middleton, which makes it tough to build on some of those things.
Yeah, it does, especially when you're the guy that can create a shot, as Doc will talk about more than anybody on this team. You got a lot of catch and shoot guys, but so much of this stuff is just familiarity with what's around you and what is your role. Minnesota went through this a year ago when they brought, you know, Rudy Gobert in. Everybody thought, oh, you got these two bigs between he and Karl Anthony Towns. It's going to just be clockwork, and they're going to click right away. It didn't work that way, but this year it certainly is. And Sometimes it does take time. So we're learning that with the Bucks, with Damian Lillard and his assimilation into this team and a different role for him as well. So there's a lot of parallels you could make between these two teams. It's just that it, at least in the here and now, it looks like the Minnesota Timberwolves are a year ahead of the Bucks with some of those new pieces now in their second year as opposed to their first.
Yeah, another tough showdown tonight for the Bucks. Again, the new name, Danilo Gallinari. We'll hear a conversation momentarily that Dave had with him. And when we return, we will get you up to speed on some news around the league. That has been your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. ShopJockey.com. When we return, a lot of news across the league during All-Star break. We'll get you caught up on the latest next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Team up with the Brewers for an epic company event this season. With the Brewers Group Outing, you can trade weekday meetings for a fun-filled day at American Family Field. Featuring options like tailgate spaces, all-inclusive areas, seating blocks, and much more. Plus, Brewers ticket representatives will make planning your event simple, as they'll be your personal concierge while booking your outing. Start planning your company outing today at brewers.com/groups.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for Holmes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, the injury hits keep coming for the Chicago Bulls, who announced forward Patrick Williams will undergo season-ending surgery on his left foot. He had been out of action since January 25th, was initially diagnosed with acute bone edema. Subsequent imaging revealed that that worsened to a stress reaction. The Bulls are already playing without Zach LaVine for the remainder of the season, while Lonzo Ball has not appeared in the game for over 2 years. And forward Torrey Craig will be out 2 to 4 weeks after spraining his knee while working out during the All-Star break. Chicago is currently ninth in the Eastern Conference. They are 4 games clear of dropping out of the play-in tournament. Lakers forward LeBron James is expected to return to the floor tonight. He missed last night's game against the Warriors, and he's only seen 14 minutes of playing time over the course of the last week and a half due to a sore left ankle. All 14 of those minutes came in Sunday's All-Star game. Last night in Denver, Nikola Jokic finished with 21 points, 19 rebounds, and 15 assists against the Washington Wizards, becoming just the fourth player ever to record a triple-double against every opponent in the league. He joins LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and Maurice Stokes as the only players in league history to accomplish that. Pistons forward Isaiah Stewart has been suspended 3 games by the league after punching Suns big man Drew Eubanks at the arena hours before a game last week in Phoenix. Following the incident, Stewart was arrested and issued a citation. However, the misdemeanor assault charge has been dismissed. And finally, Nets owner Joe Tsai has discussed the possibility of selling a minority stake in the franchise to the Cook family. Family's investment vehicle, 1988 Management, could possibly buy a stake in Tsai's holding company, BSE Global. That group controls the Nets, the WNBA's New York Liberty, and the Barclays Center. When we come back, Dave Kane had a chance to catch up with the newest member of the Bucks, Danilo Gallinari. You will hear that conversation next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey.
Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets the snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got him. Touchdown!
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Bull Bucks Radio Network inching our way closer to tip-off in this post-All-Star game matchup with the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, and joined by the newest face, and we've seen a lot of new faces around this Bucks organization of late, but Danilo Gallinari just signed to the Bucks as part of a buyout deal coming to Milwaukee. Now, Danilo, first of all, welcome to the team, and secondly, so what has the last couple days, last week or so been like for you? I got to think another real whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week and interesting process when I think about, you know, where I was at the beginning of the season. But I'm very happy to be here. I'm very excited, and you know, I can't wait to start with this team.
Yeah, I say it's been a whirlwind the last week. You can make the case it's been a whirlwind the last year or two for you. I mean, this is now five teams in 3 years. I know last year with Boston wasn't clearly the way you wanted it to go with the injury that kept you out all season. Now on your third team this year, how have the last 2 years shaped you and changed you as a player based on what you were previously?
I think that I've always been the same player, and I guess that you can approach it the same way, and I'm going to approach basketball the same way. But probably one thing is that you have to be willing to adapt, and you always got to be ready, because you never know what is going to happen in a month, in 2 months, or where the NBA business is going to take you. And so probably just be mentally ready for any situation and any day and any game.
As a second-year guy in the league, I got to think you would have responded quite a bit differently to what you've been through as now, as tenured as you are in this league now. How much has going through this before helped you to be able to adjust as you parachute in with one new team after another?
I think, you know, in any experience is what you're going through. The experience is going to help you approaching and adapting to a new situation. So everything that I've been through and all the teams that I've been with and all these 16 years in the league, I've seen it all, and so I'm just excited for every new chapter. There is a new excitement, and especially here, you know, very excited to start with the team.
You previously played under Doc Rivers, had a great deal of success in Los Angeles with him. How much of a factor was he in your decision to come to Milwaukee?
Definitely a big factor. Like you said, I work with Doc already 2 years in LA. We had a great time, two great seasons. And so, you know, when I talked to him, it was definitely the biggest factor.
when you look at your role on this team? Roles change based on what team you're on versus where you are in your career. What do you see your role as with this group as you land in Milwaukee?
The role is to help the team in any way I can, using my abilities to play different position offensively and defensively, and just help the team in any way I can. It's it's gonna be different every night, but of course with the players that we got, the shooting and the space in the floor is gonna be very important. So that's a little summary of what I think is gonna be.
Aside from Doc Rivers, what made Milwaukee the right place for you?
The team that they got, the guys that they got, I played with some of the guys already, and it was great also to keep that 2008 draft class going with me and Brooke. And then I work already with some of the coaches, so it's a new place, but it's a very familiar place for me.
Yeah, last question I got for you here. Going back to 2008, you guys were rookies, you and Brooke. It seems like another lifetime, I got to think. The biggest difference between Danilo Gallinari of today versus that Danilo Gallinari who first stepped into the league in 2008 and
2009? That's a great question. Now I'm married and I have two kids, and I was single back then. That's the biggest difference.
That'll change a person.
It changes your life in a good way. So I'm very happy to be where in the situation that I am right now with my kids and my wife.
All right, Danilo. Well, welcome to Milwaukee. Welcome to this Bucks team. Hope you and your family find it a good place to be for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to step aside that again. Danilo Gallinari, he will make his debut with the Bucks here tonight, who take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. We'll be back after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save on big projects. Menards 11% off everything is happening now. Transform your home with 11% off new Mastercraft doors. Build your dream deck and get 11% off UltraDeck composite decking. Or go even bigger and get 11% off a whole house. Menards 11% off everything is happening now. Good through March 3rd. Savings are mail-in rebate in form of in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Phil Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
It's time to go courtside.
That just shows our ability. You know, we have the kind of talent on this team that we can have stretches like that. I think for us is understanding the beauty of having that, but also not leaning on that too much.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bucks getting set to tip off their post-All-Star break schedule tonight in Minneapolis to take on the Timberwolves. And for some thoughts on tonight's matchup, we go courtside and hear from head coach Doc Rivers.
Pat Connaughton and Giannis were probable coming in. Do you expect them to be available?
Yeah.
Aside from Chris coming back and getting healthy, how what was your look at the offense over this break? Because obviously the defense has improved.
Yeah.
But I think offensively,
a lot of guys were out. You know, Brooke missed, what, three of those games? Dame missed two or three. Chris missed six or seven games. You know, those are your key offensive guys, so... I still didn't like it. I don't think we're playing as fast as we were. That trend had started, obviously, before I got here. Dame is missing shots that Dame makes, to be honest. But I still don't think, just watching it, his rhythm. We have to get him in a better rhythm. You know, he goes too long at times without being involved. So that's something we'll fix.
Is there, when you got back from Indy, you were able to kind of dig into the team a little bit.
I did it in Indy.
Okay, a couple new players.
I didn't work on a lot of defense in Indy.
are there drastic, I don't know if drastic is the right word, but are there changes to either lineups, rotations, things that maybe you couldn't address with no practice and a lot of games?
Not really. I mean, the only thing you couldn't address is because you had key guys out. There's lineups you would have liked to look at, you know, small lineups with Giannis and Chris at the four, You know, so there's things that we clearly know we can do once everybody's healthy and that you just can't do right now. But I can tell you this, it's not a, like, we're not that concerned by it. But I still would like to see it and then like to see who else should be in that group. Like, I mean, Giannis, Chris, and Dame, let's say, who are the other two? We haven't had a chance to do that. And then the other lineup that I think is interesting that we haven't used, we may use tonight, is we did it a little bit, maybe the Miami game or one of the games where we just went super big with Bobby, Giannis, and Brooke. You know, now with Gal, that's something we can go to. And that could be effective source as well.
You mentioned Dame just like not having a rhythm or not knocking down shots that he normally hits. So yeah. When you look at his catch and shoot threes this year, what have you seen that has maybe led to him not shooting at the level that?
Well,
I don't think
we give it enough credit that he's playing in a role that he's never played in before. You know, when James first joined us in Philly, he was getting a lot of catch and shoots, and you remember he really struggled with them. And he told us, he said, I've always been the guy throwing the catch and shoots, not catching the catch and shoots. And give him credit. I mean, he worked on it. By next year, the following year, he was already knocking them down. But it takes time. I think that's part of it. You know, that's what I saw because they're open. You know, Dame is getting great shots. But again, I just think his whole career has had the ball in his hands a lot. And now with Giannis, with his ability to bring the ball up the floor, that's probably been cut in half. So it's just going to take a little bit, you know, and who knows how long.
You mentioned Chris being out. With him out, who do you feel like you guys are kind of leaning into for that shot creation or to take those shots?
No one, really. I mean, there's no one that can do what Chris does other than Chris. You know, we already have Dame. We have Giannis. We have a bunch of guys that can catch and shoot. You know, Malik's a great catch and shoot player. You know, Bobby's knocking them down. Brooke obviously does that. Gal can do that. Gal may be a guy that can create, you know, from the elbows and stuff. He's such a good passer. But we just, that's an empty spot. You don't try to fill it because no one on our team can do it.
Doc, the Timberwolves have tried to recreate themselves, rebuild their culture from a losing one to a winning one. You know what that's like with the Clippers and just the trying to change years of struggle into something different. Can you give us a little insight into what you have to do to really put a lot of dysfunction and stuff behind you and build it into something?
It's not easy, and it's not just on the floor. You know, and you can see them doing it. It's everywhere. It's in the front office. It's with your trainers. It's with the cooks. I'm telling you, you'd be surprised when you go into an organization. You know, like when I went there, it was all throughout. You know, we couldn't get the players' numbers from each other because everybody had their own silos. You know, they didn't want to share it because they felt like they had more power if they kept numbers. I mean, it was nuts. But we did it. But it takes time. You can see it's changed. It's changed already here, in my opinion. You know, just watching the guys. Even listening to the players talk, they are talking differently. You know, Anthony Edwards today was saying, you know, if we win, that's because I'm doing the right things. I'm playing the right way. I'm moving the ball the right way. I mean, that's what happens when the culture changes. Everyone starts talking the language, and you can see it here. So they're doing an excellent job.
That is Bucks head coach Doc Rivers as his team gets set to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Bucks and Hydrite have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through steals for meals. Hydrite will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydrite for their support to fight hunger in our community. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on the injury report for both of these teams on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism.
At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
The countdown to opening day is on. Get your tickets for an action-packed 2024 Brewers season now. That's any game you want, any way you want. All season, featuring brand new giveaways, brand new theme nights and community nights. Can't miss ticket deals and all the season's best Brewers action. Make sure you're here for every moment. Check out the complete schedule and grab your seats now at Brewers.com/tickets.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans at Fiserv Forum and be a part of the slam dunks, game-changing plays, and electrifying victories live. Witness the edge-of-your-seat action and unforgettable moments as they happen. You don't want to miss this. Grab your calendar, handpick your favorite matchups, and secure your seats for Dame Time in Milwaukee and every incredible moment that comes next at Bucks.com/tickets. That's Bucks.com/tickets.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, taking a look at the injury reports for tonight's matchup. Starting with the Bucks, Chris Middleton remains out, recovering from a left ankle sprain. Ty Washington, Chris Livingston, and the newly signed Ryan Rollins, all also out on assignment with the Wisconsin Herd. As for tonight's opponent, the Minnesota Timberwolves, one name among their regulars that is out, that is Jalen Clark. Still recovering from a right Achilles rupture. The injury report is brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. A couple of scores to get you up to speed on tonight. One has gone final. One is about to go final. That final score took place in Atlanta, where the Toronto Raptors beat the Hawks 123-121. Big game from Isaiah Quickley and Scotty Barnes. 20 points, 10 rebounds for Barnes, 24 points from Quickley to lead all scorers in that game. And the game about to go final, less than a minute remaining in Philadelphia. The 76ers up 5 on the Cavaliers. So Cleveland possibly starting the post-All-Star break schedule with back-to-back losses could be potentially big news for the Bucks. When we return, we will go back to the site in Minnesota and check in once again with Dave Kane and get some final thoughts heading into tip-off on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Milwaukee Bucks basketball on 98Q Country, brought to you by MT Pockets, just north of Park Falls, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Jack's Corner Bar, and by D&D Tire and Auto Center of Park Falls. Shawabigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawabiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawabigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As we roll into the new year, it's time to make sure your vehicle is road ready for the conditions. That's where Goodyear comes in. Right now, you can get up to $100 back by online or mail-in rebate on a select set of Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, you can get an added bonus of up to $100 when you use the Goodyear credit card. Ask an associate which Goodyear tire will keep you moving ahead this season. Offer valid until March 31st, 2024. The Goodyear credit card is subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Stop by D&D Tire and Auto Center today. You can find us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or at www.ddtireandauto.com.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. and many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends.